Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Big day, ladies. Hi. It's Jessica from Fat Mascara.
Oh, is that like a Real Housewives like saying?
I'm just being campy and ridiculous. And by the way, not just the ladies welcome. Everyone is welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm just being silly because I'm hopped up because, well, first of all, hi, Jen.
Oh, yeah. I'm Jen. I'm the other host of Fat Mascara.
It is a Dorit day at Fat Mascara. As you know, I am deeply, deeply committed to the Real Housewives of Beverly
the
Hills.
The R-H-O-B-H lifestyle. I have to say, before you tell everybody who Dorit is, I have for years like been a voyeur to your love of Real Housewives.
Willfully and, like, ignored.
It wasn't for me. I'm not gonna lie. It's not for me. And then it's like creeped into the beauty and fashion world more and more. A lot of the hairstylists and makeup artists that I love work with the women of Real Housewives. And then when you said, can we please have Dorit on? And I was like, okay, fine. I get it now. I'm starting to get it. I'm not going to lie. I had a really fun time in this interview. I like almost turned on the show.
It's a ride. It's a ride. And, you know, it is the escapism that I need. It's candy. It's fun. It's harmless. And I hope it's harmless. And
who is it? Tell us about Dorit.
So Dorit Kemsley is on the show. She is one of the stars of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She is fashionable. She is fabulous. She always brings a look. She is definitely one of the most committed to glam, and to anyone who watches The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you are hopefully nodding your head in agreement because she brings her glam with her. That was one of the like B plots of the season, the most recent season. She literally brought her glam team with her. And she's really good fun. So I was so excited when she agreed to come on the show, and she's a total sweetheart. By the way, if we do have any audio problems for the first 10, 15 minutes of the show, please stick with us. They are resolved. And my apologies to Dorit and to the listeners. That was my
fault. And you should also say she's not just glam and Real Housewives. She's the founder of Beverly Beach.
Yes.
This woman is an entrepreneur.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is the founder of Beverly Beach. She's, so before she got into beauty, she's going to talk about this on the show. She is a total, fashion girl. She's a fashion designer, and she's not just someone who slapped her name on it. And again, that's also a subplot of the show. She's not one of these housewives who's just like, I want a fashion line. She actually has a degree in design and marketing. She worked in the fashion industry in New York for over 10 years. She lived in Italy, studied design. And now she actually is getting into beauty, which we'll talk about. She has her own beauty product. She's getting into bridal. She is an interesting person, and I'm glad that we got to know her much more deeply than the show allows. As she says, the show is all about editing. And she also peels back the curtain a little bit about what goes into the show. So I thought that was really fascinating as somebody who loves the Housewives and what goes into that. So you will learn more about this than you will from, watching just the show, even the behind the scenes. So stay tuned, strap into your Vespa. Let's go. So, Dorit, you are my favorite housewife because you are always bringing the glamour. Now, where does this come from? Like, where is this side of you? Are you always like this? You always have the most immaculate outfits. And it's head-to-toe glamour. It includes beauty.
Yes. I think if you're going to do it, you've got to do it all. It's got to be head-to-toe. And for me, an outfit is that much better when I have got the hair and the makeup and the shoes and the bag all sorted out. It's a full ensemble for me, and I love doing it. The answer is yes, I've always enjoyed it. I used to go to elementary school wearing my mother's clothes. My mother had great fashion sense, and that was in the 80s. And when she used to go out with my father, I remember I would look at her, as she was saying goodbye, and she was decked out in costume jewelry and like a onesie, and it's just fabulous, and her hair and her makeup, and I used to be in awe. So, and then I spent a majority of my 20s in living in Italy, where the women, they spend money on fashion and they don't leave their house, not to the grocery store, not even to the hair salon, without looking, like they're going to a red carpet. So I think a combination of all of those things, and I enjoy doing it. It's fun, creative space for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, it's funny that you mentioned Italy, because I was going to say, we know that you love a label, our listeners who we have a bit, our audience is wide, but within the audience, there is a large subsect of Bravo fans. And I speak to them on occasion, and it is like a serious dialogue that we have. So our Bravo listeners, you know what I'm talking about. Let's go back to Italy. Let's go back to the ensembles. The head-to-toe Chanel was epic. And I have to say, we know that you love a label. You do the head-to-toe. When you were like wearing head-to-toe Chanel in Italy, when you're wearing head-to-toe designer, do you even think about, now this, I'm going to like completely expose like how much I'm nerding out here. Do you even think about like the fragrance? Do you even think about like the makeup? Like, do you go to that level of detail?
I go to the level of detail where I wear fragrance and makeup, but no, I wouldn't use a particular designer that I'm wearing, to do an all out Chanel look, because I'm going to use the makeup that I like, that I like overall. And that can be across the board, for any look. And as far as the fragrance, it's pretty much the same. I have about four or five different fragrances that I go back and forth with that I think smell really nice. They're mostly Jo Malone, and I do wear them interchangeably. So on any given day, I'll mix two or three different Jo Malones together. But they can be different, and that's mostly it. And then there's two other, I can't think of the name right now. But so no, I don't go to that. And also, I love a head-to-toe label look. or a head-to-toe designer look, I should say. But that's only if I feel like those particular pieces all work well together. Otherwise, I like to mix and match. But what I don't like to do, and what you'll never find, you'll never see me in, is wearing different labels that have the names or the monogram. Like, in other words, you'll never see me wear a Chanel shirt that says Chanel with Louis Vuitton pants that say Louis Vuitton.
Oh, God, no. No. Dorit.
Like, to me, that is as cheesy as
suggesting.
Okay. But yeah.
Let's just get it straight.
Okay, good, yeah, good. Yeah. I'm in good company. Okay. We all understand.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, in our head, though, there was a Chanel eyeshadow quad maybe in there.
That's
you
what
know?
I was thinking. I was thinking of like a Tom Ford lip, but or like a Tom Ford, like a Tom Ford fragrance with like a Tom Ford head to toe look. I would just think of like getting inspired in the mood. You know, sometimes you just kind of like fragrance can get you in a mindset. I don't know.
No, I totally get it. And I think
maybe
probably,
I'm just a victim of advertising.
No, and I think maybe looking forward, I might even consider that. But I would say in the past, no, is mostly. Mostly like, you know, hair, makeup, clothes.
So you're thinking about your looks. Do we care what the audience thinks? Do we care what the fans think? Are you going to listen to their comments and be like, you know what? A month ago, they said they didn't like this thing. I'm never doing it again.
Because the Twitter on Real Housewives, like I love to watch Real Housewives with my Twitter going. And I'm not even a Twitter like user. I'm like a Twitter lurker. I love to like see what people are saying. But I'm like, I feel like you, I don't know. Like, do you give a crap?
No, not even remotely.
I love it.
And there's a reason for that too. And I think that's when I started the show and I wasn't used to this, you know, kind of, I wasn't used to being a public persona and I certainly wasn't used to the scrutiny that comes along with it. And so it took me a couple of years to kind of get accustomed to it. And I didn't have good years. So I had a lot of negativity and a lot of shit thrown my way. And so that was almost a blessing in disguise because, you know, it helped me grow this thick skin that I needed to grow. And it helped me not give a shit about what people are saying about me. And that holds true today. Sure, it's really incredible when you see people praising you or when people like things or they're giving you credit. And it's really shitty when you see horrible things being said about you. But at the same time, I just feel like it's not going to dictate what I do in the future or make me regret something I did in the past.
Whose opinion do you care about?
My husband.
When it comes to beauty, let's say. Okay. And so have you ever come down and look and he's like, what are you?
Yes. Doing? Oh God. Yeah. And I care about his opinion, but I still would wear something that I like. I love all fashion and you know, sometimes it's trendy fashion. And I think if, you know, when man repeller fashion was trendy, no, he wasn't going for that vibe. I mean, if he could have it his way, you know, I would be wearing bodycon dresses like from.
I was just going to say volume is lost
absolutely,
on men. Volume trend.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, you know, head to toe, bodycon, you know, sleek, sexy. But, you know, PK has a really good fashion sense. I think he really appreciates my fashion sense. And I like his opinion. So I do respect it. And I definitely ask for it on occasion.
Okay, let's talk about Justine Marjan, someone with excellent fashion sense. What about her? I know you guys have like, it almost seems like a muse kind of relationship this year. How long have you known her? How did that start?
We've known each other about 5 years. We've worked with each other for about that long.
I should say she's a hairstylist.
She's a hairstylist.
I assume everyone in our audience knows that. Sorry,
yes,
go on.
She's a hairstylist. She's an incredible hairstylist. She's also one of my best friends. We're very, very close. And she gets me. She knows me. And that combined with her talent has really allowed me to really step outside the box and be able to explore and have fun and make the looks not just about the fashion and also about the hair and by extension the makeup. And that's what's been really fun for me. And I think it takes me having to feel that confidence with someone and in turn that person really understand who I am and what fits within the mold of what I'm comfortable with. And that's not to say, I mean, you've seen me with 1,000 pins in my hair and all different kinds of crazy hairstyles, but funny enough, they actually work within who I am. And I've had other artists, you know, sales, sorry, hairstylists come into my glam that I haven't worked with that are very talented and really want to showcase their talent and their art. And it's not something that I would wear and it doesn't feel comfortable.
Like, what do you mean? Like, I'm not asking to like name names or, but like what's something that like someone would do that's like, not quite right.
You know, maybe, I would say, you know, if you could think about any, almost like what a pop star would do, you know, like a pop star singer, like that's not my vibe, you know?
Right. Right.
It's not like I haven't worn hairstyles that also a pop star would wear, but I would say that they also fit into, they're kind of more, they're more over the top every day and less kind of, I'm on a stage, you know, in a costume type of hairstyle. I haven't really done, I've never done wigs and I've never done color.
Wait, none of your hairstyles have ever been wigs?
Never.
I was going to ask you, because I feel like you often do a hairband on your hairline. And I was like, oh, she's probably just hiding, you know, where the weave is connected.
No.
But that's not true.
No. And I've definitely never done it. No, never done a hairband to conceal anything. The only thing I've done is clip-on bangs. I mean, they're all clip-on. They're all clip-in extensions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. But no wig.
So it's like some people, like they take it too far with you. Like they get it, they go too cuckoo, too crazy. Like the people who haven't worked.
Yes. I mean, I now have reached a point where I don't allow for that, even the discussion of it. It's like, no, they come in and I say, okay, you know, I really like this. But there was a time when I started to explore with Justine and do some pretty wild things. You know, I think when they came in, they thought, okay, well, she's bringing me in for that reason. But I think you have to really understand someone. And going back to the point with Justine is that she really gets me. Yeah. You know, she does. We collaborate really well together. She inspires me. I inspire her. You know, we also have a great friendship. So I think that helps. You know, we talk a lot outside of glam.
Well, you know what was interesting, that kind of like makes me rethink the next question or just like shine some new light on it. So there was a lot of talk about, you know, bringing glam on the trips to, you know, when you guys, for, you know, the housewives, for anyone who doesn't watch the show, there's always like one or two like kind of big trips that the girls go on and, you know, it brings some color and excitement and new plot twist to the show. But one of the big moments for the most recent season was the girls for Beverly Hills Housewives all went to Rome, and it was like, oh, should we bring glam or not? And, you know, different women brought glam. When I say glam, it's hair and makeup. And some of the women, if I'm getting this right, I feel like it's so weird, like talking about the show with you right here, by the way, because it's kind of like so awkward. Like, it's like I'm telling my friend about the show, but you're right here. So surreal, by the way. This is such a strange experience. Some women brought glam and you brought Justine, and forgive me, I don't remember off the top of my head who the other person you brought was, but it's like now it doesn't seem as crazy because it's like you brought your friend who you work with all the time. But some of the women were like, I'm not bringing glam. Like, what? Like, I'm down to earth, you know, like I'm not bringing, you know, a whole team. And that was a real kind of, I mean, sometimes they blow out like these things on the show to make like a whole episode of a drama, but that's of course like why people like myself watch it, because we have nothing to do during the week. So thank you for your service, Doreen. But I don't know, like what do you think, A, what do you think of that whole plot line, but B, like what does it mean to bring glam, and like what do people do during the day? Do they just sit around and wait for you to like do your hair? Like what is that whole experience like? Because I was so fascinated by this whole thing.
So I'll break up the answer in different ways.
Yeah.
First of all.
Okay. Yeah, I just threw a lot at you.
That's okay. First of all, when we go on these trips, obviously we're filming a television show, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's the
yes.
bottom line.
It is a TV show.
Okay. And we are Beverly Hills. Now, when I travel and I'm not doing the show, I may not bring my team with me unless I'm doing press or doing something to do with, you know, with. But if I go to London, I've got someone that does my hair or I do makeup if I'm going out with my husband or if I'm going to a show, whatever it is. You know, the ones that make a big deal about it are the ones that don't want to spend the money to bring a team to travel with, plain and simple. Or
it's expensive.
It's very expensive. It's very, very expensive. And I fully understand that. Erica and I have always been the two on the cast that do it. Mike Lamb, they are super respectful, even though Justine is one of my best friends and she spends more time with me out of Glam than she does on. Her and her husband are here at my house all the time. You know, just so you know, when we went to Rome, everyone went home. Justine and I stayed a few extra days together alone in a different hotel to shop and to spend time together. So that's the level of friendship that we have. So, but right. I don't bring her on these trips as my friend because we film like 18-hour days. And
oh my God.
We kind of know when we're glamming. They don't want to make it easy for us. So they don't give us a schedule like, okay, you're going to be off at 4, from 4 to 5. No, we carry on the day and then they say, okay, you're down for an hour and a half to get ready for dinner. And then I have to, you know, get the glam in my room. I don't get to rest. I decide to put that time into glam. I enjoy doing it. Some of the ladies will, you know, right. lay down, sleep, and then get up. And that's their choice. And that's fine. And of course, if I'm bringing glam on a trip, then I'm going to take the glam to the next step. Why else? If I can do it myself right. and turn out yes. the same hair, why would I do that? Why would I spend all that money? So it's to right. be expected. And I think that's what some of the viewers really appreciate about some of us on the show. And I enjoy doing it. It's fun. I'm trying to think of the second part. What do they do? Well, so glam, no. I mean, when they travel with any celebrity or anybody, they know, if they don't know their schedule ahead of time, they know they're on call. So they're doing basically whatever they want to do, knowing full well that it could be like, okay, I need you in my room at any given moment.
So they're not going too far. They're not like on a Vespa doing like a wine tour, like 3 hours away. Cause like you or Erica Jane could be like, oh, you know, be at my room in 20 minutes.
Yes. Unless I've said, okay. Listen, we're done for the day. Go, you know, go and do whatever you want. I mean, the girls will do things and I'll let them know also when they have that time because I love and okay. care about them. You know, I want them to enjoy wherever we are as much as they can. So, you know, they've right. done shopping. They'll know that I'm, you know, gone for 5, 6, 7 hours so they can just do whatever they want. But no, more for the most part, they know they're on call.
Right. They're like a doctor.
Exactly.
A glam doctor.
Exactly. Exactly.
By the way, I really enjoyed last season. I'm just such fangirling out here right now. Okay. It was really good. All right. So anyway, now, okay, we're in a pandemic and now the days of bring your own glam are kind of on pause right now. So we have to do our own glam. Now, first of all, didn't Kyle always kind of DIY?
Yes, always.
Right, right, right. Yes, yeah, that was like a point of pride. Okay, so what are some of your best tricks for DIY glam? Like, what have you learned from years of being on the show? You must have learned some like camera angles or some great concealer.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think as far as makeup goes, and I continue to learn, you know, I'm not as adventurous when I do my own makeup because I always feel like I can't do it as good. I can't give myself as good of a beat as some of these makeup artists can. And also, if I'm not having my makeup done, I don't really need that heavy, heavy makeup. But I think it's, you know, the contouring, obviously the concealer, a great foundation, a great bronzer, a good mascara. You know, those for me are my number one choices. And I think filling in your eyebrows and you know, learning to line your eyes where they, you know, make your eyes pull out, a great, you know, lip liner and lipstick. I mean, those are the things as far as, you know, that I learned along the way, which I think probably most people that watch tutorials already know those things.
But there must be some products that you're like, oh, this is a great foundation. That's, you know,
for like,
I mean,
some good camera ready products.
There are people love, you know, different makeup artists love different things. I think the MAC HD and Armani, those are strong choices for the girls. I always find that we mix quite a few things and I always mix my Beverly Beach bronzer into any foundation because I like a nice bronzy glow. And I think that that really helps. When I'm doing it myself, anytime I've ever used those foundations that I use in glam, they don't work for me. You know, I think they only work in conjunction for, you know, camera-ready makeup. So
how do you keep it from getting on your fabulous clothes? I always wonder this. Every time I went, because you know how you have to do your neck sort of to make it match?
Okay, these are the tricks. Now we're getting into the things that I love. Okay, so this is one of the greatest things I've ever learned, and I use it every day. It's actually, and I can bring it over and show you guys at some point, but just keep in mind, it's like you're putting on almost like a pantyhose with a zipper. Okay. And that's what I do. There's a product. I don't know what it's called. I have a few of them and it's got a zipper and you put it over your head like a pantyhose and then you close the zipper and you put on whatever you need. And my clothes never get makeup on them.
Wow.
And then when I do the neck, in fact, I was just telling Sutton this like a few days ago because she wore a white shirt and it had like a ring around the collar. And I said to her, this is a trick that I do, especially when you've got something that's high. Put on your clothes while they're doing glam. When they need to bring it down, tuck in Kleenex tissues into your collar and then bring the makeup down and then pull the Kleenex out, the tissues out.
That's good tip. Good tip.
Very good tips. And that's how I avoid getting makeup on my clothes. It's not super helpful when I take it off, but then at that point, who cares? It's going, to the dry cleaner. Yeah.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Okay, so I was going to ask you about bridal. So I know this is like a new venture for you that you're working on online. Thinking of all the celebrity brides, I'm in like a Princess Di mode just because she's everywhere in media right now. So let's take her off the table.
Same.
You're not allowed to say Princess Di is the answer. However, who is the most gorgeous bride that you've seen or several that you're like, this is glamour. This is what you want on your wedding day.
Wow. I mean, it's so subjective. I think as far as I'm concerned, listen, I thought Hailey Bieber.
Of course, it's subjective.
And it is very subjective. I think she looked stunning. I loved everything from the hair to the dress. I thought it suited her so well. Stunning. You know, I love Elizabeth Taylor and a few of her different wedding looks. Let's see.
I love that. A few
I know.
Of her different wedding looks.
I know.
That's a reason to get married a couple times, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know. You know, some people have this idea that once you've worn a white wedding dress once, even if you get married two and three and four times, you just don't do that again. But I would. Kim Kardashian mm-hmm. did. Let's see. I think Mariah Carey looked like a princess. I mean, I'm trying to think if there's anyone. The one that stood out the most recently, I think, is Hailey Bieber. I thought that she just was so refined, so beautiful. And I loved that she brought in Virgil Abloh to do her wedding gown. I thought it was so fresh and so cool and just was something that you would expect from her. You know, she's got great street style.
Those are good ones, all good ones. I have to ask you about Beverly Beach. Now, you mentioned a bronzer.
Yes.
I did not know there was a Beverly Beach bronzer. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Is that your only like non-fashion product with Beverly Beach?
It's the first of my Beverly Beach beauty collection, which I've now
actually.
So what's
the rest?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Well, so during COVID, you know, my manufacturers are shut down. We manufacture everything in Los Angeles. So I had to pivot. And we have this Beverly Beach bronzer in a dark shade and then a darker shade. And it's done so, so well. We've had it for about 18 months and it's really just, it does incredible. Everyone that uses it loves it. It's face and body. And so I decided to expand that line and I've got a tanning mousse and an accelerator and...
self-tanning.
Self-tanning. So the bronzer is like makeup. So it washes off. So I have a tanning mousse, which I use anyway. I use someone else's. So I decided to develop my own. And along with the tanning mitt and an exfoliating mitt, an exfoliator, a moisturizer, but 10 different products that I've just created in the last 8 months, part of my Beverly Beach beauty range. And we've actually just been picked up by Walgreens.
Oh my God,
so
congrats.
It will be in Walgreens. Thank you. It'll be in Walgreens. Beginning of next year, which I'm really, really excited about.
Are they all going to have a beachy theme? Like, are you, would you ever go in beyond the bronzers and the self-tanning and things like that?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I'm a big believer in walking before you run. You know, I have got 100% control over anything and everything that I do. I should say I put 120% of myself into it. You know, I'm so involved and so hands-on. So when I get involved in something, you know, I want to do it well and I want to do it right and I want to learn about it. And this is a process that the beauty, you know, I don't want to just throw out a bunch of beauty products or just slap my name on it. You know, I really want to put something out there that I believe in, that I've worked on, that I love, that I want to use. So I think that this is the start of it. I started in swimwear because I'd had a long career in swimwear, not because it was my chosen, you know, fashion piece, if you will. And then obviously things have developed from there. I mean, now I'm designing dresses, wedding gowns and evening gowns and cocktail dresses. And it's been so fun. And I feel actually like this is more my space than anything I've ever done before.
That's awesome.
So I think that as far as the beauty range go, I'm so proud of these products that we've just come out with and that will go into Walgreens and also be available to the public, you know, via my website. So proud of them. And I've worked so hard on it, down to the fragrance of it. You know, every single, I mean, tons and tons of testing and testing and testing and to get the right shade, to get the right fragrance, to get the right moisturizer. And so I think that the next step, obviously, if this is a success, I always say that there's, you know, after each success, there's always a way forward after that. And that's what I fully intend to do.
Can we talk about your looks again, too? Because I know we sort of got all off on a tangent, but I want to go back to Justine and your glam and just the inspiration, because it sounds like fashion is a big part of the inspiration for your beauty looks. But like, say you're just wearing, you know, like a white suit or a black suit. Where do you get the idea for the hair and the makeup if the fashion is simple? Where does your inspiration come from?
Well, I think that that's where you have a vision. I think as a designer and a creator, you know, it's really the vision that I have. And I draw my inspiration from so many different places. It could be something that I saw on someone in a recent picture. It could be, you know, having seen an image that really struck me that I was inspired by, you know, from many years ago that I want to recreate and modernize it. That happens a lot. Or it could be an outfit that speaks to me and I can kind of visualize what hair I see with it. And I think that's where it comes from. And obviously having Justine that I can bounce ideas back and forth with, who's not only has incredible vision herself, but also I think because she knows me so well and knows what I would like, can really make a suggestion that suits me. And that's the dynamic that we have, that her and I have with one another, which is why we work so well together. You know, I can't think of a time that Justine has ever recommended something and I've been like, no.
How great to have a collaborator so like that.
It really is.
You know, it's rare.
And I always say, it's rare. It really is. And that's why the people that are around me, that the ones that you really do work well with, you know, they're people, that's where the magic happens.
Very cool. So I've got to ask you before we start to wind down, I need to ask you what, you know, you've been quite transparent about the struggles and what you didn't anticipate about being on the show. What's been the hardest thing about being a Real Housewife? It sounds like you've gotten over some bumps in the beginning, but what did you not really anticipate when you signed up for the show?
You know, I really didn't know what to expect. I genuinely didn't. And I kind of had, you know, an open mind and I just thought, this is going to be a learning process. And it's something, a journey that I'm supposed to take at this point in my life. And I have to just try to learn and grow from every experience that I have. I expected it to be, I guess what I didn't expect is that it was going to be a show where, you know, you have conversations just like we're doing. And my nature is I'm myself, you know, and quirky at times and things come out of my mouth and I don't think before I speak. And that's not really the way in which you can approach being in the Housewives at all times. It's virtually possible, to be honest, because you're bound to stick your foot in your mouth. And then it's like, oh, let's seize this moment and let's make it into a giant, gigantic, you know,
wait no for such it.
Thing as like, yeah, it's not just like, oh, I didn't mean it like that. You know, let's move on. Yeah, I don't think so.
There's no context.
You said.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was definitely something I learned. But then, you know, there's a lot of good to come out of it. And that certainly helps you prepare also for things like this. And when I do press and when I do other things, you know, it's retraining my mind, if you will, so I can start to think, you know, before I speak. That was probably one of the things that I think I had to learn the most. And then also just accepting that you are not going to have everybody love you. And when people dislike you, you know, I don't know. I guess it's still so crazy to me, you know, when I'm out and people will come up and, you know, I've never had someone come up to me and say anything mean or bad. Never. I mean, they're probably the ones that are writing the worst things, but they're always so nice to my face. but they really do feel like they know you, you know, and the show, it captures our lives, obviously. But keep in mind, you know, there's a lot edited down, you know, so they have a picture. Thankfully, I mean, I'm going into my fifth year. So now the audience is able to see a more full picture. But in the beginning, there was just this idea of who I was. Mm-hmm. And it was so different to what my family and friends and anyone that knows me to be. So I think that's what I didn't really expect. I didn't expect that there was the potential for you to come across a certain way, which is very different to the way you are or to some of the values that you have and so on.
Right, right. No, but, that makes sense. Know. I'm sure for some of your friends just kind of like, wait, that's not like you, or like people think that, you know, I can just imagine. God, that'd be so frightening. Jen, can you imagine if someone did a show with just one of us? Like, I could picture you calling me being like, you're not like that.
I would be the bitch somehow on the show, and I'm a really nice person.
You are a very nice person.
Sitting here thinking.
No, we film thousands and thousands and thousands of hours, you know, and it's almost like...
Yeah, it sounds like a lot.
You know, it's a lot. It's a lot. We film 5-6 days a week, and when we film the trips, if we're away for 4 or 5 days, I mean, we work like 18, 20-hour days. Imagine how much content. Imagine how exhausted you are. And so you're bound to have... unappealing moments,
yeah.
You know, and be at your wit's end. And then it's, you know, you're on all the time. I mean, you have to be focused and communicating. And so that's part of the show. And I fully respect and appreciate the way the show works and why people love it. And I think it's really important, us as a cast and an ensemble cast, that we do our utmost, you know, to make a great show. It doesn't mean do things that is outside of our comfort zone. You know, I now I definitely have more control over, you know, what I will and won't do. Whereas before, if there was a little nudge, like, well, why don't you say this, you know, and it came from a producer, I'm like, okay, I guess this is what I'm supposed to do. And
it's like your boss. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this is my job, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel like you have more agency. Yeah.
I think you just understand it. You know, it took me a while to understand the show and the nature of the show. And it's dialed up reality is what it is. It's still reality and there's no script. So yeah. It's, but you know, who's really arguing over glam for 5 weeks straight? I mean, that's, you know, that's a bit far-fetched.
Okay, so we hear you saying that's not really how that part went down. But what Jess always talks about you is that, like, you know, the part of being on the show is that people are tuning in not just because they want to see the drama between the women. They
want to see the looks.
The
we want to see the looks, Doreen.
Yeah, the looks.
We came for the looks.
I'm actually, after talking to you now, I feel like pleasantly surprised to know that you're like, no, I owe it to the audience. I'm going to bring the glam because, like, this
you
is
take your job seriously. You're like, yeah.
I appreciate that.
I think that's cool. I think that's really cool. You're like, I'm not coming with a top knot. I'm not.
Yeah, it's not cool to be like, oh, I just rolled out of bed. Like, nobody wants to see you just rolled out of bed. I didn't tune in for a half an hour to see you, like, you know, with a top knot. Well, Justin Top Shot is good. So before we get, we do a little speed round at the end, but I have to ask you, I didn't want to interrupt you when you were saying, but you were like, oh, you need the contour, the foundation, the mascara, but I didn't hear any brand names. Can I ask you just some of your favorite, I heard you say the Armani foundation, but like, what's your mascara people want to know of choice? This stuff. What's this contour stick?
Well, I will tell you this.
Give us a couple.
Okay, when I do my own makeup, I use a combination of two Zellens foundation, tan and beige. And that's my favorite. That's my do-it-yourself foundation. My favorite mascara is Chanel, the volumizing. I think that's incredible. I love Kelly Baker Brown eye pencil. And when I have not had hers, Anastasia obviously is very good as well.
Does she do your
my
brows?
Favorite bronzer, I guess blusher bronzer is Serge Lutin. These are all my staple products. It's Serge Lutin. And I think Serge Lutin products are just like top of the top of the top. I love and have mostly everything of theirs. I think that they are, you know, their makeup wipes, they're like $40 a bag. I mean, they're not cheap, but I can't be without them. I mean, they're the only thing that take off the eye makeup as good. And they're a little oily, but they're perfect. I mean, I'm stocked always to the nines. Concealer. I go back and forth. I haven't found a concealer that I'm so obsessed with. I go back and forth between NARS. This name is escaping me right now. That's terrible. But NARS mostly. What else do I really like? Oh, I love, I'm so bad with names. I mean, ask me fashion and I'm giving you names.
It's okay.
Ask me names of podcast. I'm sorry.
No, you know, of like beauty. And it's like, I have to go into my drawer. I mean, I do use certain products all the time, but I like if she's a very famous makeup artist. She's fabulous.
Laura Mercier?
I love her eyeshadows. No.
Charlotte Tilbury.
Nope.
We could do this all
I know.
Day
she
you.
Begins with a P. Oh God, I need my phone.
Pat McGrath.
Pat McGrath. Thank you. Pat McGrath. Thank you.
The queen. The mother.
The queen. The mother of the mother. Yes. Oh my God. Yes. I love her products. Love her makeup products.
Oh, I would love to see her do your makeup. God. I feel like that would be fabulous.
That would be a dream come true. That would be a dream come true on a level of like next level.
I'm sure
what
that
I would do for that.
I'm sure you could arrange it. Okay, we have this little speed round for you before we let you go. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
It's all just like word association.
It's
super quick. Okay, what was the first? Oh, I can't wait to hear this from you. What was the first beauty product you fell in love with?
Laura Mercier.
Wow.
A tinted moisturizer.
Okay. Who is the celebrity that you know that you would just be very best friends with?
J-Lo.
Oh, I love that. We haven't gotten that one yet. What is That's your most one. Favorite indulgent snack? What are you creeping around the kitchen eating when the kids are asleep?
Anything savory. Potato chips, pretzels. Chocolate
Finally,
covered strawberries.
Finally, a salty girl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a favorite of mine too. Everybody always says ice cream and I'm like, no, salty.
No, anything savory. Pretzels, potato chips, anything salty.
What is
popcorn?
What is the song that pumps you up?
Anything Beyonce.
What do you want to raise a wand to? And that is our term, our language for what are you obsessed with right now?
Oh my goodness. In what category?
Anything. Could be food. Could
Anything.
Be a book. Could be a podcast. Could be a movie. Could be a fashion designer. It could be a Beverly Beach like new style that we all need to be wearing when we're back out on the beach. I don't know.
I guess I'm going to choose Beverly Beach.
I just planted an idea in your head. I'm like, could
I know? I would say probably to see everybody buying this my beauty range of tanning products.
Okay,
that would be amazing.
Is there something that works for everybody?
Oh yeah, for sure. The moisturizer, the exfoliator, the shower gel. I think even the bronzer. To be honest with you, genuinely. Oh. And definitely the tanning mousse. I mean, it's, you know, I've tried it on about 10 different categories of age, different ethnicities, different skin tones. So, yeah.
What do you think PK would raise a wand to right now? What's PK obsessed with? What's PK doing right now?
He's actually downstairs on Zoom calls, in his office on Zoom calls. Yes. He's got, Boy George is doing a big event this next month in London, which PK is going to be there for.
That's keeping him
and
busy.
Streaming.
Okay.
Yeah, he's keeping him busy.
Okay. Yeah. Out of trouble.
So I think he probably want to out of trouble and busy. Yeah. He's got to keep him busy to keep him out of trouble.
Oh my God. This is so much fun, Dorit. You're amazing. Oh. I'm so happy that we got to chat. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thanks so much.
Best of luck with everything. So excited for you.
On your new line. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Lots of love. Big hug. Bye-bye. Big kiss. Bye.
Jess, was it everything you wanted it to be?
It was really good. Thank you, Dorit. That's going to hold me over till next season.
I love watching you fangirl. Like at the beginning, I just could tell you were so excited and not a lot phases you because we've had lots of celebrities on the show, but it was really cute to see you fangirl a bit.
I have to say, you and I have been at events together where we have met, rubbed elbows with A-listers, like Oscar winners who have like represented fragrances. And I have been way calmer than this interaction.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. I really, really geeked out. And that was anyone who was embarrassed for me listening to this and had to fast forward. I hear you.
It's not as bad as me in the Ben Gorham intro. So you know what? I have Ben Gorham. You have Dorit. We're calling it even.
Okay. Deal.
Oh, can I go first with my raise a wand? Because it ties into something we were talking about with Dorit.
Absolutely. Go for it.
Okay. So you know how she works with Justine, who's her good friend and her hairstylist.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask this, but I didn't want to take us off topic. They're able to work in hair accessories in this way that I always feel like looks purposeful and like makes me think, oh yeah, hair accessory.
Yes.
Those are fun. Well, I have been using a hair accessory lately and I wanted to be like, oh, Dorit, how would you use it? But whatever, it's fine. So, you know, Invisibobble that makes those little hair ties that look like the telephone cord?
Yes.
I didn't realize this. I'm sure other people did. They make a scrunchie that they call a sprunchie. So
that's
it's
cute.
That same texture of the hair, the telephone wire hair cord that doesn't cause kinks and holds any texture of hair, which is what I love because I have very thick hair. But covered in a scrunchie wrapping. But here's the thing. Some of these scrunchies that are cool again are like way too 80s. I did that the first time around and I feel like
they're
I'm too
puffy.
Old. Yeah. And I know it looks cool on some girls, but I feel like A, I already have big hair. B, I'm of a certain age that I did scrunchies the first time around. So I need a petite scrunchie, if you will, slim line. So the scrunchie is not too much fabric for me. It's just a little bit extra fabric. So I have a cute little black velvet one that I've been wearing. And I feel like, okay, it's very holiday too, like a little velvet scrunchie for the holidays.
So you want to be on trend, but you don't want to go full like Forever 21. Like,
yes. Yes.
Like, not that we don't love Forever 21, but you just don't want to, like, you're not 21 anymore.
And I can't commit to a look like Dorit because I don't have the head-to-toe ensemble and I don't have somewhere fancy to go. So just for a little zhuzh for the holidays, I've been doing the Invisibobble Sprunchy Scrunchy.
Super
and
cute.
Actually, now that I'm looking at the page, I'm like, I really should get the burgundy one instead of the black because I think that will pop on my
hair. That's really chic. Burgundy is so great right now.
I know, oxblood. Or what was your colorful fall?
Bordeaux.
Well, they call it red wine is fine. Same difference. That's like not low class. That's like the easy entry to Bordeaux.
Red wine is fine.
Red wine is fine.
Bordeaux? Yeah, red wine's fine.
Exactly. So Sprunchies, raise a wand. What do you have for me?
I love that. First of all, how much is it? Do we know?
$8.
Oh, okay. I love it. Under 10.
Also, you won't lose these because like you're like, ooh, it actually holds my hair. So you're not going to lose this. I promise.
That's really good. I love that. Nice stocking stuffer too. Because they come in those little boxes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's cute really idea. Cute. For me, I am like trying to do eyeliner right now because I am wearing the mask a lot. You know, well, I mean, we're all should be wearing the mask a lot. But I'm trying to just kind of like make my eyes the focus right now. And my eyeliner situation is the Makeup by Mario, his new pencil, the Master Pigment Pro Eyeliner Pencil.
in super black, and it is not too harsh on the eye because I'm just digging it into the lash line.
Ooh, now, digging?
Yeah, now you might think, oh yeah, digging's not a great word. I'm just going to say blending it into the lash line. Now, I'm no eyeliner pro, but it is soft enough, and that's the key, soft enough to really just kind of mush into the lash line that it feel that it gives you a subtle effect. It comes in a number of colors. I really want to get some of the other colors. There's a deep plum that I really want. Mm. There's even a rich blue. And I know that a lot of people are really excited about blue again. If you've been watching The Crown, Princess Diana is really bringing blue eyeliner back into the conversation. So I'm wearing the black now, but I really want to transition to some more of these jewel tones. But it's the texture that I'm really loving. So anyway, cheers to Mario for making a pencil that is really just yummy, yummy, melty, melty. It's $22, not cheap. But if you're thinking about treating yourself this holiday season, this might be the one pencil to jump in on.
Ooh, fun. That sounds good. Good one, Jess.
Thank you.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.